Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. The words of our Lord Jesus from St. Matthew chapter 5, the fourth verse, is the consideration for tonight's sermon. Today, we honor and remember our loved ones and fellow Christians, now in the Church triumphant on this All Saints' Day, in the commemoration of the faithful departed. For all who have died in the faith, we thank God for giving faithful servants to His Church. Through our remembrance of them, our faith is strengthened as we see and remember the mercy that God extended to His children in their earthly lives. The faithful departed are examples to us by which we may imitate both their faith in Christ and their holy living born out of that faith, according to our callings in life. But the hymn has its finger on our pulse. We feebly struggle. They in glory shine. They are so great a cloud of witnesses surrounding us, unseen by us, cheering us on, the letter to the Hebrews insinuates, as we run the race that they have already run. But that's just it. We are still running. They rest in glory. Jesus knows this. You are the blessed poor in spirit, He has already said in the Beatitudes. You're in the race of this lifetime, and you run it imperfectly, He seems to say. And you face all the associated pain that comes with living under the cross. But you run a course that our Lord has first run and set out for us. It weaves its way through temptation, trial, the hatred of the world, the testing of the devil, and our sinful flesh, which clings so closely to us. It marches right through the cross and facing the grave itself. And so Jesus says that His disciples are blessed mourners while they are poor in spirit. Sin and evil, both in the lives of Jesus' disciples and in the church and the world around them, causes us to mourn. Lives are cut short. Plans are dashed. Pain, sadness, and grief come along. It's quite a hard race we have to run. It doesn't often cut much slack. Dr. Martin Luther described it this way. Therefore, simply begin to be a Christian, he says, and you will soon find out what it means to mourn and be sorrowful. You will be hindered and hemmed in on every side so that you will suffer enough and see enough to make your heart sad. There is Luther's way of describing this certain human emptiness that comes along. He calls it to make your heart sad. We live, suffer, and face dying to this life and from this world to realize we've been born in humility and we will die that way too. While we may mourn and have sad hearts, experiencing the emptiness that can come along in this life, we are not left alone or bereft of any blessing, whatever. Jesus promised His baptized believing disciples who run the race that He is founder and first finisher of, that He fills and will keep filling up our human emptiness. Poor in spirit, inept at running the race, yours is the kingdom of heaven, even now, says Jesus. Mourning and grieving the sin, evil, and death we all face, you will be comforted by God, promises the one who proclaims himself and proves himself to be the resurrection and the life. For Jesus has run that race through death and the grave itself, and He finished that race, and He is victorious over it. He was hindered and hemmed in on every side. Even He wept and mourned the death of His own loved ones, and He even lay in death's strong bands Himself. But they could not hold Him. Destroying sin through His innocent death on the cross, He took the crown from death's pale brow forever. He has won the kingdom for us, and now at God's right hand He stands and brings us life from heaven. He will, when the day of final comfort dawns, at the consummation of the age, bring us to where He is now. and the sting of death will truly be lost to us forever. It will be something we will no longer know. So this night we commemorate and give God thanks for the blessed disciples who in glory now shine, that great cloud of witnesses who surround us, pray for us, cheer us on from heaven. We may still mourn their death and miss them greatly, but they, if they could speak to us, they would encourage us with God's word, maybe like the word from the letter to the Hebrews. Lay aside the weight of this world and the sin that clings so closely, and run now with endurance the race set before you. Look to Jesus, the founder, finisher, victor of our Christian faith, our Savior, Lord, and our greatest friend and comfort, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorned its shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. For there, at the finish and the consummation of this life, standing with our Lord and seeing him with our own eyes, in our own flesh, in the kingdom of heaven, with the pall of death that once covered this earth, at last gone forever, there God will comfort us beyond all that we now know and can imagine. Today, as you follow Jesus to that final comfort, you have heavenly food to nourish and strengthen you in this poor in spirit, mournful life. But you are not alone. Heavenly Jerusalem comes down to you here. Uncounted angels and archangels, all the company of heaven we commemorate tonight, enrolled in heaven. God the Father, who judges you righteous on account of his Son, and Jesus himself, who brings his holy body and blood to purify you and give you a clean conscience. Yes, friends, all heaven meets us here in the divine service where Jesus fills our emptiness with himself and gives us a consolation unlike any other. You are not alone. You do not run the race alone. You are blessed by God with his kingdom and his gospel word of promise and comfort. You are part of one holy Christian and apostolic church, both seen and unseen on earth and in heaven. God grant us to finish this race well and faithful, with our eyes ever on our Savior. And so come on to that day when we join the happy throng of saints and sing with them in one voice our blessed Redeemer's song. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.